First of all, Edgar Wright. I saw World's End just the other day and absolutely loved it.
Oh, thank you.
It's everything that you could hope for the third film in a trilogy. First,
is that why you're wearing a Return of the Jedi t-shirt?
Yeah, sure. It's like my Ollie Moss. Like, you can't get these in Australia.
Right, right.
It was a great gift from a friend of mine. No, but apart from that, I'm a massive geek, so that's pretty much why. How is it to have the band back together?
Oh, it was great. I mean, what was nice about it is that, you know, me and Simon actually had the idea for the story like 6 years ago, but then when we went off and did separate films, it was nice reuniting because it was writing a script about friends reuniting. Although, you know, me and Simon get on better than, like, sort of Gary and Andy do. So. But it was, you know, it was good that we'd had this idea for a story. We chewed on it for a long time and discussed it a lot over the years. But then when we actually got down to writing it, like, it came out very fully formed because we've been chewing on it for a long time.
Okay. Now, is this the last time that we're going to see you, Frost, and Peg together?
I don't think so. Although we don't have any ideas or like future plans, I mean, but it'd be silly not to do something else with them. But I think this marks the end of a chapter. I think we wanted to make three films that kind of go together as a piece of work, and that if we did something else together in the future, maybe it'd be something radically different.
Okay, so the action in this film, I mean, Shaun of the Dead was something and Hot Fuzz was something totally different again in terms of action. It seems like you've been increasing it along the way. But, I mean, the action in this is, it's right up there with Gareth Evans' The Raid. I mean, it's insane.
Down to your genius Aussie stunt coordinator called Brad Allen, who's, like, one of your countrymen.
From Melbourne, no?
Yeah, from Melbourne. Yeah, in fact, he kind of, like, got his start, like, in movies working with Jackie Chan in the 90s. But he's an Aussie, and he moved to, like, Shanghai. And then I worked with him first on Scott Pilgrim. Guillermo del Toro actually put me onto him, sort of like, he worked on Hellboy 2 with Guillermo. Guillermo said, you've got to work with Brad Allen. And then Brad Allen did Scott Pilgrim, and then I brought him to London to do World's End. And in this movie, like, we wanted to sort of create these action sequences that felt quite different in the sense that, you know, they're five real guys, or six, including Rosamund Pike. And, like, they're, you know, the fighting is like a mix of, like, drunken brawls, like rugby moves and wrestling moves,
yeah.
And the idea that like they're powered by like sort of like liquor, so they, you know, kind of like become more courageous and more impervious to pain the drunker
Dutch
they
courage.
Get. Yeah, Dutch courage, exactly.
I did see there was a little bit with Gary King, especially a little bit of Drunken Master, in there as well.
We like that kind of that style of not just like Jackie Chan, obviously, but like Buster Keaton. And also, you know, like Richard Lester's Musketeer films, the kind of like sort of choreography that's like both sort of fast and violent, but got kind of humour in it as well.
How hard did you push the boys to get into gear?
Really hard, but they wanted to do it. That's the key thing. All of the cast really like rose to the challenge. And I think that's because maybe they, you know, like seen the last film that I've made and thought like, oh, we got to try and, you know, do as well as the kids on Scott Pilgrim did. So, but, you know, what's ironic about it is that, like, everybody's older, and yet the action in this is even way more intensive than Hot Fuzz, you know?
Yeah, yeah. As a director, how hard is it for you to bring life to a character who is, he's loathsome, he's pitiful, and yet, at the end of the day, he's someone that you truly feel for, and he's the hero of the film, like Gary King. How do you manage to do that?
Well, I think, to be honest, me and Simon actually had a blast like writing that character, because I think in Shaun of the Dead, like, Shaun is kind of like an everyman who needs to be sort of like snapped out of his complacency. Nicholas Angel is somebody who's kind of like humorless, who needs like a sort of like a more naive kind of like idiot to make him whole. You know, they actually dumbs down to become the perfect cop. And in this one, we wanted to create much more of an anti-hero, that Gary is like not always a great guy, and is almost like a walking car crash. And he's as much the villain of the piece in the movie as the hero, because he's constantly like sort of taking his kind of friends down exactly the wrong like route. However, me and Sam have a lot of sympathy for that guy, and it's almost this thing of, like, everybody has that person in their lives who was, like, the sort of the coolest kid at school, who's now, like, maybe peaked at 18, and we wanted to give him, like, one more shot at triumph. So he sort of goes from being like sort of like a total burnout to being like the ultimate human.
And you touched on that where all of your films, they're sort of imbued with a lot of pop culture references and things that have obviously influenced you over the years. And yet in this film, you touch upon how dangerous that that sense of reminiscence and being caught in the past can be. Was it sort of difficult to walk that tightrope between reminiscing and actually showing how dangerous it can be?
No, I think that's what the movie's about. That's kind of like the sting in the tail, is that you know, you open the film with this 1990 prologue that's sort of like very rose-tinted. And also, crucially, like Gary is like voiceover, so he might be telling you a version of events that isn't entirely true. But that's what the movie's about, is there's something sort of like, it can be dangerous to kind of look backwards, and you've got to sort of keep like sort of forging on and not rest on kind of like your laurels and not kind of like live in the past. So we wanted that to be like the kind of nostalgia is almost like the villain of the piece, is that when Gary actually sort of forcibly tries to kind of like regress his friends, all hell breaks loose. So that's definitely what the movie's about. And like, I thought as the third one, like, especially because like I think with the other, with Spaced and the other two movies, people always accuse us of kind of like being like sort of you know, sort of like perpetual adolescence. We thought we'd do a movie that's about that, and it's also something that's like kind of quite a final statement of like why it's a bad idea to go backwards.
And so you've made your homage to horror, action, and now a sci-fi slash disaster film. Where could you go from there in terms of genre filmmaking?
I mean, I like to make a film in every genre, you know. Like, one of the reasons that we haven't done sequels to these movies is, like, you know, there's so many stories to tell. Why would you want to do the same one twice? So I think this is a very different film to Shaun of the Dead in a lot of ways, because it's much more, it is much, if it's in any genre, it's like a sci-fi comedy, and the sci-fi is specifically, like, social science fiction, that kind of, like, post-war kind of paranoia. But, you know, but what we wanted to do is you know, like, with these three films, at least, on paper they're genre films, like a zombie film, a cop film, and a sci-fi film. But that's really like a Trojan horse to get in this character comedy. And in a way, like, this is a movie like that's about the characters, where the sci-fi element is only, you know, just, you know, making, like, raising the stakes. Or in this case, it's like, it's what the movie's about. Like, the movie is about, like, the thing, that strange, bittersweet feeling of going back to your hometown and finding that everything's different. And, you know, the twist is, well, there's a really good reason that it's different. And it's a kind of like a galactic reason.
Now, it seems that, like, you've got a couple of different little nods to the fans. And you know, like, we all share the same humour, I think, as an audience, as you guys, and that's why we enjoy your film so much. What is your John Woo Dove style trademark? Would it be the cornetto? Would it be the like the crash zooms? Would it be the fence malfunctions?
I think sort of like I think I gotta go for the well, it's the obvious ones is like the ice cream or like the fence jumping. Let's say the ice cream. I think it's just a funny thing to link three movies with.
Yeah, and I mean, you,
as when people sort of say, they say, oh, this one feels different than Shaun of the Dead. And I said, well, that's because it's a different flavour ice cream.
Have you actually been approached by any ice cream companies trying to, you know, instead of putting a cornetto in there, can you put in a Buffalo Bill or something like that? Or?
No, but we did actually finally, with the third meal, finally actually have like a meet the people at Walls who were like, you know, who make... What, are they called Walls or Good Humour over here? What do you call them?
No, I think Cornetto might be Streets, maybe.
Streets, that's right. Yeah. Okay, Streets. In the UK, it's called Walls.
Both completely mundane
names. I think it's the same company, same, you know? Logo, in fact. In the States, it's called Good Humour. No, you know, it was just a silly thing that we put in. But they, you know, they've never given us any money for it, except they think it's hilarious.
Well, I mean, if... As much as they're not giving you money, as long as they're not asking for it, that's probably...
Oh, no, it's good.
...a better thing.
It's a free ice cream.
I'd just like to say thanks for coming out. Thanks for the film as well. I mean, it's such a fitting way to finish the trilogy. And anything that you do from here on in, I'll be watching it.
Thanks, man. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Cool. Nice to meet you.